The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Shane Leckler. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Oh, my goodness. It's a raucous crowd tonight here in the NRG Stadium Fan Cave because it's Battle Red weekend. And it's not like 'twas the night before Christmas where not a creature was stirring. There are creatures stirring in the building, okay? We've got a big atmosphere here tomorrow.
Yes, and it's before the bye week. The last game for a few days now, and Bill O'Brien definitely said fans come out, be loud, be early. The players love playing at NRG.
Yeah, and you know,
it's
been almost a month. October 9th was the last game, so everybody's jacked up for this one. All right, Battle Red, and you know, that means the uniforms are going to be red with the white pants, the Battle Red jerseys. Now, there was a time when they went all red. It looks something like this, as you see Andre Johnson there in the all red uniform. Do you like that? Because Tony Kornheiser on Monday Night Football didn't. And there's Toro. Tanya Ganguly of ESPN said he looks like red velvet cake.
Yummy.
I don't know if he dyes the fur red just for this, you know, special occasion.
So you don't like the ketchup bottles, the red jerseys and the red pants?
I like the red jersey with the white pants. That's the way to go.
You know, it's funny because we asked players about it in the past, and they said that a few liked it. A lot of them said you have to accessorize really well, so I think you could have a lot of fun with
it. Wait, did they use the word accessorize? That's what
I
want to know.
I forget who it was, but said you got to wear the right, well, maybe not the word accessorize, but the right socks and the right shoes.
Men don't use the word accessorize.
You're
too
lucky
much.
If they know what accessorize
even
is.
And I doubt J.J. Watt uses that word, you know, but I know that he once upon a time was a pizza delivery guy, and he actually did that this week for Papa John's special promotion on Tuesday.
Slap it and spin it.
Papa John's and I have teamed up to raise a lot of money for charity, for my charity, and we're going to help a lot of kids in the process. There have been some winners who have won an opportunity to get a pizza delivered by me, and so it's a great chance to take our off day. I already worked out this morning, so now I get to go meet some fans and raise a little bit of money for the kids.
This is going to be a disaster, Keith. I think we all know that this is going to be a disaster.
It's fun to say hello to fans, to see the looks on their faces, and to kind of go back out there and just say thank you. You know, something such as simple as ordering a pizza, they help raise money for kids, and they're going to help change lives, so it's pretty cool.
How are we?
You know, I'm glad he went to an office because imagine going to someone's house at like 10 in the morning delivering pizza.
I think people would be losing their minds. I think people were losing their minds. And it was funny to watch him actually make those pizzas.
He didn't look too good doing
that. No, I don't think I'd want to eat it.
But he said in Wisconsin, when he used to deliver pizzas there, he had a semi-reliable vehicle. But one time he slid off the road. Luckily, he was in his parents' SUV at the time, and that kept him safe. I mean, Wisconsin, icy roads, delivering pizzas. That's what he went through between Central Michigan and Wisconsin when he was making that transfer and got himself on his feet and was able to become who he is today.
That's such a high school, college kid job, though. Can't you just picture JJ getting in and out of a teeny tiny car with these pizzas? He said he was lucky if he didn't eat them on the way.
I want to talk about how well people tipped, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. This was a big week at NRG Stadium because, yes, the team's getting ready for Battle Red weekend, but a familiar face popped through the door.
Yeah, Zach Dial's back with the Texans again this week. And, surprisingly, he's going to play alongside Mike Muhammad. And the surprise was that him and Mike actually know each other and in a little bit of a weird way.
I know Tuggle because I kept up with him. You know, it's my alma mater right there, Kansas State. You know, he's a Wildcat, Ema. But actually, Mike Muhammad, he was in Tennessee with me a few years ago on practice squad. So, he was actually my secret Santa a few years ago in Tennessee, which was crazy. I was like, "Oh, Mike, what up, man? Still got that present?"
He still has the gift. He still has the gift that Mike Muhammad gave him. So,
secret
Santa. I want to know what it is. I don't know why anybody didn't ask.
I don't know if the players around here have done that. So that was a Tennessee Titans thing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
We're going to see D'Amico Ryans here tomorrow and Connor Barwin and several other former Houston Texans. Okay. And D'Amico Ryans, I don't think he has a nickname. It's just D'Amico, I believe. But nicknames were a big topic on the Verizon Texans Players Show this week because we had Kendrick Lewis and Jarrell Poe out there. K-Lew is Kendrick, but we got into a whole discussion on all the nicknames on the defense.
So you're K-Lew, right?
Yeah.
All right, and we have J-Jo, obviously. K-Jack, which is Kareem Jackson.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Coach O'Brien referred to him that way yesterday. All right, DJ's DJ.
Swag.
DJ Swag. Or just,
swerve.
Just Swag.
Swag, Swerve.
Swerve.
Swerve. That's a new one. Did you make that up? Is that
new? Nah, that's
Did he
one.
Make that up?
Nah, he didn't make it up. That's something we call him, too.
What swerve. Is Swerve?
Swerve, he just something he always do. Swerve.
Oh, his head.
Yeah, like he just swerve.
Swerve it down. Gotcha.
So he gave him that nickname also.
It's not just the defensive backs, though, even on the D-line.
Like I was J-Mo, J-J, J-P, Grease.
Big Grease.
Big Grease.
Ryan Pickett.
We got... Pagan and Brown is just Pagan and Brown, and we call Nixon a lot of things.
Wait,
what's your nickname?
JP.
JP. Wait, okay. What was Crick?
Crick is just Crick. We call him Cricker. Crick.
Yeah.
Cricker. Okay.
Right.
Nicknames. Very popular topic around here, and there's one nickname that I really wanted to know the origination of, and that's Ryan Pickett, Big Grease. Everybody calls him Big Grease. How did he get that nickname? He tells us here on Texans Radio.
I had that name since I was 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, that's been like my name. So whenever someone called me Ryan, I'm like looking around like, who is Ryan? You know? But yeah, I get it from my father. So I kind of inherit the name. I look just like him.
Okay.
And so when I was young, it was Little Grease. And then I became bigger than my father. It changed to Big Grease.
That man fills up the Hyundai Texans radio studio like very few people. Okay, a long way to go here on Late Night Tonight as Shane Lechler is going to join us next. But right now, Cricky?
Cricker.
Jared Crick's locker. Let's take a look.
What's in your locker? Presented by Wingstop.
I'm Jared Crick, and welcome to my locker. First things first, got the standard helmet. It's a little beat up after the game, but must mean I'm doing something. Got a couple boxes from mail, mainly like snacks, protein bars, stuff like that from people who want to send them. Always got to go with the trusty post-game 3-in-1 body wash and shampoo and conditioner. Smells great. Got the old shoulder pads, pads, gloves, hand sanitizer. Stay healthy this time of year. Got the old spray, mouthwash, you know, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, that kind of thing. Stay somewhat clean in here. And here, got some old shirts, a tie for when we go on road games, whenever I need it. Cleats, iPad, and the rest is pretty much self-explanatory in here. I just got a bunch of old cleats, stuff like that I don't use too much. But, you know, it's kind of a mess, but it's a locker room, so that's the way I like it. In here, let's see. Bunch of Buy 5 antioxidant juice. Never tried it, so whenever y'all want one, come get one. They're free. That's about it. I'm Jared Crick. That's what's in my locker.